Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host. Thank you for joining me. Today's episode, I am calling Listening for the Wind. So the past weekend was a time of relaxation for me in a way I was not expecting, actually. I was at a house in our neighborhood that had a beautiful lanai, and I was sitting out on the lanai thinking about how very quiet it was. The only noise I could hear was the wind making that whistling noise that the wind can make. Behind that house, there's 40,000 acres of preserve. And so it was just very serene and calm, and the wind whistling. I felt my shoulders relax, and I felt the tension in my neck sort to go away. And I've had a headache for a bit, and my head started feeling better. I'm like, wow, oh, this is good. Do you take time to do that? Now, I know if you're a caregiver, that's hard. But if you can find time to get away from that life experience of caregiving and go just to even a different part of your house or a part of your yard, or in this case, the lanai or the porch, and just sit and be still for a little bit, you're going to be surprised at how very healing that is for your body. Now, maybe you can only do that if your person's taking a nap. Well, maybe instead you're thinking, but Carol, there are dirty dishes in the sink, and the laundry needs folding, and I need a bath. And I know all those things are important. Potentially, we need to prioritize ourselves some. And the dishes in the sink, well, guess what? You're going to wash them. They're going to get dirty again. And the clothes in the dryer, yeah, they might get wrinkled, but you can run it through another wrinkle release cycle and get through that. But getting yourselves a few minutes, 15, 20 minutes to just relax is going to be so much more beneficial than doing those other things. And what I know is that when you take that time, even if it is just 15 or 20 minutes, which let me tell you, that ain't much, is it? No, it's not much. But if you just took that, the next 15 to 20 minutes, you're going to be more productive and you're going to feel better. So prioritize yourself. Now, I'm always telling you to be a good caregiver, and that's what I want you to be. But there are things you need to do for you that if you don't do, you cannot be a good caregiver because you're going to be exhausted. And I'm telling you, sitting outside, listening for nature, observing nature, feeling the stress come off of you is a very good thing. Now, when your person with dementia wakes from that nap that they were taking that allowed you to do that, consider asking them, come sit outside here and see if you hear the wind. I was hearing the wind so loud. A couple weekends ago, I was at a different home, and I kept hearing tap, 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 tap. I thought, what is that noise? I was inside, and I looked, and it was a bird going back and forth outside across a concrete stepping stone, just tap, 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 tap. And so I decided to sit on the lanai there and watch the bird. I thought it was so cool. Nature is very healing. It's very grounding for you. So find those things that you like to do and then share them with your person with dementia. Get them involved. What do you hear? Hey, Mom, come out here and tell me what noise you hear. Now, if Mom has hearing issues, she might not hear that. But just because Mom has dementia does not mean she has hearing issues. That kind of brings me to another point. I work with caregivers and I train them, and I pretend to be the person with dementia. I give them a task. You know, I'm lying in bed. I can't use my legs. You get me up. And so they have to take me through that process just as they would a resident. And yesterday the girl goes, Carol, it's time to get up. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to say anything, but I never told her I had a hearing problem. She just assumed that because I lived in a memory care, I had a hearing problem. And you know what? They don't go hand in hand. Although, as we age, we do start to have more hearing issues. But we know a lot of people who hear just fine. So don't scream at your person if they don't need to be screamed at. But then recognize if they're outside trying to listen for the wind or the bird going tap, 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 and they do have hearing issues, they might not hear it. But then's when you can say, oh, doesn't the air feel good? And isn't the sky so blue? And be very descriptive for them. Paint a mental picture for them of what you see, even while they're looking at it. Remember, their peripheral vision is being decreased day by day. So their ability to see left and right and up and down while looking straight ahead is being decreased. So explaining that scene that you are seeing in a very descriptive manner. Mom, I'm looking out and the sky has got 14 colors of blue. It is so pretty and there are these great big white fluffy clouds. One of them, I think, looks like a cat. Every time I look at it, I think it looks like a cat. Isn't that crazy? And the water is moving. It's making little ripples, little bitty waves in the water. And it's so pretty. I'm just really enjoying. Oh, wait, what is that? My goodness, that's an alligator over there in the water. I can't believe that. This is a big alligator, Mom. I wish you could see it. I bet that alligator is 5 feet long. And yes, that's something I would see, an alligator. So describe that for them and talk to them about that. While you're sitting next to them, holding their hand, making hand-to-hand contact, that skin-to-skin is very healing too. So try that. It's just a simple thing you can do to make caregiving more pleasant for you, more pleasant for them. And then you can go, okay, girl, we got to get up and go inside. You need to help me fold the clothes. Give them the towels and washcloths and tell them to get to it. Have a great day. I hope your caregiving experience today or your journey gives you some time to relax and some time to be thankful. And while you're doing that, be sure and be thankful. That's an important part of that healing that we all need is being thankful, gratitude. Blessings and smiles on you, your caregiving journey, and that person you caregive for. Bye-bye.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America. These people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.